This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
I'm saying that Abe Lincoln could dunk James Madison.
Yes. Oh, okay. That's what you're telling me.
Tell everybody in America, what's the name of that song?
It's a Hokey Pokey.
You're exactly right.
It's a Hokey Pokey.
From Flatwoods, Kentucky. Garbanzo Bean. Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Trivia Friday. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
Walker Wildman is substituting. He's the substitute professor for J.J. Jasper. Good morning, Walker.
Good morning. It's an honor to sit in the seat of the J.J. Jasper.
Now, do you have an alter ego that's going to come out today?
Or here's the deal.
I'm good, but I'm not that good.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, by the way, JJ just turns that on.
And if I can't match it, there's no reason for me to try.
If JJ's a gold standard, you don't want to do a bronze. today.
One of the funniest lines I ever heard on this show was you said one day after JJ had done his little spiel there, you said, "You know, one day JJ, your own personality is going to slip away." And that guy's going to take over the character. And it just that'll be J.J. Jasper will be that guy. He, by the way, and J.J.'s traveling back. He was
In the world is J.J. Jasper?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked. He was at last night at the banquet for the Pregnancy Resource Center for Metro Richmond.
That's
Virginia. He was.
Yeah, wow.
And there was over 500 in attendance. And so it was a wonderful night. He texted me this morning for life. He said, make sure you say that he met many Learning U University students.
In Richmond?
In Richmond, yeah.
Richmond, VA last night?
Yeah, so he said he wanted everyone else to know that they're not alone, that there are students all over this country.
All right, so we also call this
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air. A couple of ground rules. If you're wondering what in the world, if you're new to American Family Radio on Friday at this time, you're wondering what in the world are these people doing? What we're doing is we're about to have trivia, and we're about to do something, Ed. There's two words you like to use to describe this show.
Yes, because Learning University will rock the world of our students and make them smarterer students and betterer people.
There you go, people. Smarterer, betterer human beings. That's our goal.
We will increase your IQ 1 point per week. We guarantee that, folks.
So,
but 365 days, 52 weeks, your IQ, you listen every Friday, your IQ will go up 52 weeks.
Right. So we're going to ask three questions each here, and then we're going to turn the phones over to you. We're going to take your phone calls, rather. You call in, you ask or answer or both. Ask, answer, or both. Trivia. And then there's one particular question that if you get it correct, you will hear this sound. Yes, a beloved cowbell will ring, and you will hear that, and you will have won yourself an AFR Trivia Friday / Learning University T-shirt. Free.
Absolutely.
Free. You answer that question, you get the T-shirt sent to your mailbox.
Most of the time, they're new T-shirts.
New T-shirts.
Every once in a while, it's a used T-shirt. You
right.
know,
but rarely.
Rarely.
Rarely. So there you go. The only other rule we have here is, if you've called and got on the air with us in the last 4 weeks, do not call, because we have a 4-week waiting period between people who get on the air with us.
And we enforce that. We enforce that. We will, if you call in after only 3 weeks, we'll be forced to charge your credit card.
We will enforce that. Right?
That's right.
All right, here we go. Did I get everything?
Oh, yeah, you got everything right.
Go ahead, JJ.
Get my three questions?
Yeah.
All right. Well, it is.
I didn't get the phone number. That's what I knew I was missing.
Yes.
Here's the phone number to reach us. 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. There's your phone number to call and reach us here on the program. Go ahead, Ed. I'm sorry.
Well, personally, for me, this is Turn of a Phrase Friday. I've got three phrases. I want you to identify or answer the questions related to them. All right, first of all, in the famous Abbott and Costello routine, who's on first? What is the only baseball position that is unnamed? The only baseball position that is unnamed in the famous who's on first Abbott and Costello routine. Second question, what famous boxer first used the expression, he can run, but he can't hide? You've probably heard that expression before.
This is widely known.
This is, you know this?
Huh?
You know the answer to this?
I think I know,
yeah. Okay. And then third, what is the origin of the phrase, the eagle has landed? That's what I've got.
Mm-hmm. All right. This is Walker sitting in for JJ. Before I mention my questions, the Today's Issues Facebook page is up and running. So if you want to watch the show and watch Trivia Friday today, you can go to Today's Issues on Facebook. You can also comment on the video feed there. Maybe you know the answer to some of these questions. So Today's Issues on Facebook. Here's my first question. We have Thanksgiving upcoming, a little under a week from today. Only male turkeys actually gobble. True or false?
Only male turkeys actually gobble.
Here's the deal.
I just got to say that
every once in a while.
Or false?
Yes, that was in honor of JJ. True or false question. Secondly, in 1998, what Major League Baseball player broke the single season home run record previously set by Roger Maris? Do I need to repeat that?
Yes, please.
All right. In 1998, what Major League Baseball player broke the single season home run record previously held by Roger Maris? Maybe butchering that last name, but...
No, you got it. Roger Maris. That's
okay.
Right.
All right. And my last question is...
How can you butcher Maris?
Well, some of them may say Morris.
Okay.
It's all about pronunciation.
Or Maurice. All
right. Yeah.
All right.
What's the most intelligent creature on Earth after man? What's the most intelligent creature on Earth after man?
Woman.
No comment.
Oh, folks,
on that.
I'm just kidding. Come on, that was funny. Give me some love here. All right.
Not in this PC world, Ed. You can't. No.
All right, Cindy Roberts is giving
right,
me the
right, thumbs down.
All right.
Here are my three questions. What food comes from blue veins, soft or hard pressed? What food comes blue veined, soft or hard pressed? There's a food that comes in those three ways. What is that food? Number two, what's the only mammal that can't jump? There's one mammal on this planet. No mammals on other planets, but on this planet, there's one mammal that can't jump. What is that mammal? Number three, how many dimensions does a solid have? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The size question.
I saw this on
Twilight Zone?
Twilight Zone.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah.
How many dimensions?
Yes.
How many dimensions does a solid have? That's a science question, in case you're wondering from what field I am coming up with that question. All right.
I'm coming from left field. I know that. All right. Shall we get this party started?
Let's get started.
All right. We go to Wisconsin. Eric is calling. Eric, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Processing center. Four.
Eric, you there? Hello, Eric. Eric from Wisconsin. All right.
Hi.
Are you there, Eric?
There he is.
Yep, I'm here.
Okay. All right, Eric, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both.
All right, which question do you want to try to answer?
The Abbott and Costello question.
Oh, wow, really? Okay, good. In the famous Abbott and Costello routine, who's on first, what is the only baseball position that is unnamed?
The home base.
What is it?
Home.
Home, no. The catcher is named.
Yeah. Good try, though, Eric.
Good try.
Good try, Eric. Okay. Eric, go ahead with your question for us.
So, for the processing centers, like for Operation Christmas Child, there's eight. What are the... Where are they at?
Where are the eight... you talking about national?
Yeah, like for the Operation Christmas Child. Hmm.
Yeah, give us three or four, for example.
Okay.
You were about to give us a for example there, and you stopped yourself. Go ahead.
Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Minnesota.
You got right.
South Carolina, California / California, Denver, Colorado.
Uh huh.
Yes. Dallas. Fort Worth, Texas.
Uh huh.
Charlotte. Yeah. Charlotte, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Boone, North Carolina. Baltimore, Maryland.
One more.
And Memphis, Tennessee.
Elton, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta, Georgia. So those are the eight?
Yep.
Those are the ones I had. Those are the ones I had, and you got it right, Eric. Or I did, one or the other. Thanks, Brother Eric.
Eric, that was a great question, and you did stump us, brother. So. Yeah.
And Operation Christmas Child is what we've been promoting. That's why Eric's talking about that.
Thank you, Eric.
All right. Today's issue is the name of the program on American Family Radio. We call Fridays Trivia Friday, otherwise known as
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air. Back to the phones we go.
All right, North Carolina, our old friend Todd is on the line. Todd always waits 4 weeks. And I don't know how. Todd, welcome to the program.
Well, good morning to the university.
How do you always get on?
Yeah.
How do you do that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you the thing about it, if you promise not to say anything to anybody.
Hey, Todd, we're glad to have you back. You've always, when you do make it on, you've got a great question, and usually answer one of ours. Do you want to, which one of ours do you want to take a shot at here?
Well, I thought I'd take a stab at the Abbott and Costello question myself.
All right, and the famous Abbott and Costello routine, who's on first? What is the only baseball position that is unnamed?
I'm guessing center field.
No, but you're getting close. Center field is because. Who's on first? What's on second? Center field is because.
John Fogerty.
Center field was John Fogerty. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, but you're getting close there. What's your question for us?
All right. Well, I have a question about a church hymn. It's the hymn, I know whom I have believed. My question is, from what book in the Bible was the inspiration for that hymn taken from?
Can you tell us who wrote the hymn?
No, I don't know who wrote the hymn.
What's the name of the hymn again? Yeah. What's the name of the hymn again?
I know whom I have believed.
I know.
The way it's sung is like, I know whom I have believed.
Yeah.
It's how it's sung.
I know.
Gosh, I'm trying to remember back. I grew up on hymns like a lot of people from my Methodist Cokesboro hymnal.
There's probably several scriptures that could correlate with. Believed.
I'm stumped.
Oh,
you
missing
you guys?
It? Are you just, it's not there? It's not going through your head?
No.
We don't know.
You got us, Todd.
Okay. Well, it's taken from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. I hope I'm remembering this correctly. It says, "For I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him unto that day."
That's a great verse.
Mm-hmm.
That's excellent. You got us, Todd. It's a great question and a great scripture to read to our.
Perhaps Todd didn't win the mystery question.
I know. He almost every time he calls in, he's hit the mystery question.
Thank you, Todd, brother. You have a great day, my friend.
Well, y'all have a great weekend.
All right, you too.
Todd from North Carolina right there. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We're taking your calls from around the country. You can call and answer one of our questions and or ask us a trivia question. We do prefer that you do both. Quickly, let's ask our questions again.
All right. In the famous Abbott and Costello routine, who's on first? What is the only baseball position that is unnamed? Catcher has been guessed. That is incorrect. Center field has been guessed. Catcher is named today. Center field is because. But what is the only baseball position that is unnamed? Second question, what famous boxer first used the expression, "He can run, but he can't hide"? And third question, what is the origin or the meaning of the phrase, "the eagle has landed"?
All right, none of my answers None of my questions have been answered. First one, only male turkeys actually gobble. True or false?
You're getting better. Is that true or false?
There we go. Secondly, in 1998, which MLB baseball player broke the single-season home run record previously held by Roger Maris? Lastly, what's the most intelligent creature on Earth after man? And it's not Ed's answer.
No, I'm not going to say it again.
All right, my three questions. What food comes blue-veined, soft, or hard-pressed? Number two, what's the only mammal that can't jump? What's the only mammal that can't jump? And number three, a science question. How many dimensions does a solid have? How many dimensions does a solid have?
You have entered.
Either you're a chemist or... Or you have to remember back to your seventh grade biology? Science class, whatever
science
you
class.
Yeah, yeah. All right, back to the phones.
All right, we go to Oregon, and we have Tell on the line. Tell, welcome to the program. Did I get your name right, Tell?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Tell, what you want to ask?
How old is Tell here?
Tell is 7 years old.
You can read minds? How do you know that?
It's right here on my computer screen. I can't read minds. I don't even know my own mind most days.
Tell, where do you live?
Oregon.
Okay, in Baker City or another place there?
Yes.
Baker City, okay.
Baker City.
Wonderful. Well, it's a beautiful part of the country there, eastern Oregon. You want to ask or answer or both?
Both, please.
Okay.
Which question do you want to take a shot at?
The one about the turkey.
No, all right.
Walker, all right, that's question. My question. My first question, only male turkeys actually gobble. True or false?
True.
That is correct.
Wow. All right.
All right. Only male? How did you know that, Tell? You raise turkeys?
No, I just guessed that.
Okay.
Yeah, so good job. Why? Because... males are always like bragging and stuff, and so is that why they call it the gobbler?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good answer, Tail. Way to go.
Excellent.
Absolutely. You want to ask? Go ahead and ask us a question.
Well, my question is: if I am an oologist, what do I study?
If you are a what now?
Oologist.
Spell it.
OOLOGIST.
I have never seen that word in my don't say anything. We're going to talk amongst ourselves and certainly don't make fun of us, okay? Because I've never heard that word in my whole life.
I don't think I've ever heard it.
It's going to be a joke.
An oologist. Kind of a trick. You think it is?
Yeah. I don't think it's a real position or person.
Oologist. I know what an ologist is.
An ologist?
Yeah, an ologist is, you know, a person who does whatever the ology is that precedes the work.
Yes. It means to study.
So theology is
the study of ology. God.
You're an ology. You're doing something on whatever it is that precedes that ology part.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say...
I have zero. I have this much idea.
I have zero idea. I'm going to go with, I don't know, scuba diving.
Scuba diving.
Well, I mean, it's better than no shot at all.
Well, I
you
know.
Guys,
I
you
just,
guys aren't even giving a guess. I'm at least trying.
Good guess.
Dale, I'm gonna say you're scared of scuba diving. Am I right?
Is it the study of scuba diving?
Yeah, study of scuba diving.
No, it's not. It's the study of birds' eggs.
Birds' eggs? Wow. You mean there's somebody out there who spends their whole lives studying birds' eggs?
Yeah.
Huh. I wonder if that's a good paying position.
Is that what you want to be when you grow up, Tail?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, listen. Hey, we don't need to make fun. If that's what you want to study, you go right ahead. You somebody's got to do it.
Somebody. That's what I'm saying. Somebody's got to study birds' eggs or
Right.
You know, we won't be advancing much
as
humankind. Tell, thanks for calling, my friend. You have a good day.
You're welcome.
Tell Study there. Of birds' eggs. I,
look that up, Walker.
We've been see, stumped three
no,
times in a row.
You need to see if Tail is pulling our leg
all right.
before we move on here. Look up oologist and see if it's a study of birds' eggs.
It is. It is.
It is. Tell
a collector of
Tell
birds'
was
eggs.
Telling the truth.
According to Merriam-Webster, oologist is a collector of bird eggs.
Have you a collector
and
of
look,
birds'
look
eggs?
Look at there. They can make up to $150,000 a year. that's incredible.
I'm
right
not
there.
Sure where
no,
you're reading
that's
that
only
from.
With their masters.
Yes, if they get a master's degree in it. Well, you don't want to study birds' eggs if you only got a bachelor's.
No, that's like $50,000 a year. That's good. you can't you know raise a family on that. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Back to the phones.
All right, we go to Oklahoma. Mike is on the line. Mike, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning to you, sir. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Let's do both.
All right, which question you want to answer?
Okay, let's try that number one again. Who's on first?
Okay, in the famous Abbott and Costello routine, who's on first? What is the only baseball position that is unnamed?
Okay, you said Todd was close. I'm going to guess right field.
Right field is correct.
Right field.
Who's on first? What's on second? I don't know's on third. Why is in left field? Because is in center field. Tomorrow is pitching. Today is catching. Shortstop is I don't care. One of the most brilliant routines in comedy history. Excellent, excellent job, Mike. What's your question for us?
Okay, I got an animal question that Tim ought to be able to get even.
Oh, man. Thank you, Mike.
He at least had a guess
Thank
on
you
oology.
That resounding vote of confidence there.
It's about as simple as the mammal that can't jump.
The mammal that can't jump sounds like a novel. The mammal that couldn't jump.
Well, it was a movie.
Right,
by
Ian
White
Fleming.
Men can't jump.
Yeah,
I heard.
Go ahead.
All right, go ahead.
All right, here it is. What mammal can drink 30 gallons of water in 15 minutes?
All right, let us talk amongst ourselves. A mammal that can drink 30 gallons of water in how long?
15 minutes.
I tell you one thing, that's bad manners. I don't care if he can do it. His mama ain't proud of that right there.
Don't gulp.
No.
All right,
son.
Look.
Slow down, son.
What do you guys
think? Kind of like a vacuum cleaner.
You guys think maybe? Oh, go ahead.
I'm thinking maybe an elephant. What do you think?
Well, either an elephant or a camel.
A camel.
Maybe an elephant. Maybe that's
elephant because camels don't drink that much. I mean, they can go so long without water.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering though. If
they store it up,
they suck it up. But elephant might be because they're so huge.
We're gonna go elephant, Mike.
Yeah, we're gonna go elephant.
It's actually the camel.
Ah,
who had that right, Walker?
Well, yeah, but I went with elephant.
Yeah.
I followed you over a cliff.
Out of it.
Yeah.
Well,
talk me
well,
out of
that's
it.
You know, we didn't know for sure, so yeah. We went with our best guess.
Here's another fact about the camel.
You got 30 seconds, Mike.
Yeah, the camel can go 17 days in the hot sun without a drink of water.
17
that
days.
That just seems impossible.
I know.
It can lose a third of its weight. And without any other ill effects. But when it hits the water hole, it'll suck that water down up to like 30 gallons in just a few minutes.
I lost one time. I got real bad sick and lost a third of my weight.
Did
yeah. So,
does it affect their personality at all?
I didn't know camels had much of a personality.
Well, yeah, I'm
talking
about, you know, you go 10 days without any water, you get a little irritable.
Hey, Mike, we got to let you go. We got a break coming up. Thank you, brother. Have a good weekend.
We'll be back in about 3 minutes with more of Trivia Friday right here on AFR.
On the next Today's Issues.
Walker Wildman is handling our Facebook presence in the world.
Yeah, if you have a Facebook account, just type in Today's Issues in your search bar, and then our page will pop up. And you can watch the show there every day, or you can view all the articles that we talk about.
Right, but you can also be our friend.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio. and on Facebook.
I feel so hopeless.
Is there any hope? I just feel like there's no hope at all.
Is there any hope?
Get hope.
Last year, I visited a startup company.
That's TWR President Lauren Libby.
It was in Silicon Valley, the hotbed of new ideas. What an intriguing culture. A culture in which 6 months is an eternity. A culture in which people were sleeping under desks and eating cold pizza for breakfast. Why would people get involved in this frenzied culture? Why? Hope. Hope is what the future will bring. Success, a future, financial rewards, and notoriety. Most notable accomplishments have come from people who see a future and, because of hope, give their lives to making that future happen. Jesus brought hope, not short-term, startup hope, but hope that lasts forever.
Need more hope? We have resources waiting for you, including a free devotional. You'll find them at GetHopeRadio.com. That's GetHopeRadio.com.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next. Hi, this is Todd Starnes from Fox News, and one of the things I love about Liberty University is the broad vision they have for their students. Instead of simply preparing them for a career, Liberty helps students grow into mature men and women of character, striving to impact their career fields for Christ. Liberty University is the largest Christian university in the world, offering more than 550 programs of study. Visit liberty.edu to learn more. Again, that's liberty.edu. Garden City Community College in Kansas held their season opening basketball game the other day. As is the tradition, when it came time for the national anthem, the crowd rose to their feet. All the players were inside the locker room, except for one, a 19-year-old Muslim named Rasul Samir. Somewhere between the rocket's red glare and the bombs bursting in air, Rasul walked onto the court and began shooting baskets. Afterwards, basketball booster Jim Howard confronted the kid. Mr. Howard says he's sick and tired of people disrespecting the flag. The following day, Rasul was dismissed from the team, and now the ACLU's getting involved. They say the young man's Muslim faith prohibits acts of reverence to anything but God. Well, if that's the case, maybe Rasul Samir would be more comfortable playing basketball in another country. I hear the Middle East is quite lovely this time of year. I'm Todd Starnes.
All right, if you're fans of that show right there, obviously you know what that is.
Here's the deal. You take a harmonica.
That's not a bad JJ alter ego impersonation right there.
But that's about as far as I can go without my voice giving away.
That was the Rockford Files, which is a popular show in the 70s.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They used to rotate that
James
on...
James Garner? Was that Garner?
Well, yeah, James Garner. Yeah, they used to rotate that on Sunday night. They would rotate the Rockford Files,
McMillan and Wife.
Was that also rotated with Columbo?
Might have been.
Was he in that mix?
Might have been, yeah.
Okay. Anyway, they had three or four shows, and the Rockford Files was one of them. James Garner.
Yeah.
All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, the old, that's when television was television.
That's right.
All right. We are playing Trivia Friday, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air. If you want to watch the show, you can go to Facebook Live for today's issues, and we're live video streaming there. You can comment on the show. Send us an email at comments@afr.net. Comments@afr.net. I'm Tim with Ed and Walker. And we are asking you trivia questions and asking you to call in and answer ours and ask us a trivia questions. We shall repeat our questions briefly that we have left and get back to the phones.
All right. What famous boxer first used the expression, he can run, but he can't hide? Second question.
Wasn't James Taylor, by the way, because he wasn't a boxer.
A lot of
people think he was, but he wasn't.
James Taylor?
Mm-hmm.
Or Simon and Garfunkel.
Yeah,
they actually had a song, The Boxer.
They fought each other, actually.
Yeah, they and the law won.
Right.
We fought the law. We fought each other. That was bad.
Go on.
What is the origin of the phrase, the eagle has landed? And let me add one. What famous professional wrestler was known as Nature Boy? That's what I've got.
All right. In 1998, what Major League Baseball player broke the single season home run record previously held by Roger Maris?
You, son, went and watched him play.
I did. Used to go watch him play. Right. Sat in Big Mac Land.
Walker. Think about what you're doing here.
Right. Yes. Second question is, who was the most, but you have to be a pretty avid fan to know what I'm talking about.
That's true.
That's right.
What's the most intelligent creature on Earth after man? What's the most intelligent creature on Earth after man? And I'm adding a question. One of mine's been answered. This is the last question. Which city is located both in Asia and in Europe?
My three questions are as follows. What food comes blue-veined, soft, or hard-pressed?
I've been hard-pressed before, but...
You've never been blue-veined?
Not yet. I'm getting up to the age where you probably could say
Are you
that.
Soft? Have you ever...
I've been soft, okay. too.
Then you might... You're.
It could be me.
It could be you. It could yeah. be It could be Ed Food. I don't know. What food comes blue-veined, soft, or hard-pressed? Number two, what's the only mammal that can't jump? There's a mammal out there that even white men can jump higher than. What is that mammal? Number three, how many dimensions does a solid have? How many dimensions does a solid have? That is a science question. Back to the phones.
Back to the phones, and we go to Texas, and Todd is on the line. Todd, welcome to Trivia Friday. Hello, Todd.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Todd, welcome to the program. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, I'd like to try to do both. I want to say, though, I've been listening to you fellas for about 3 years, and you've got my IQ up to about room temperature now.
Is that a compliment?
It depends.
I think it's a compliment.
Depends whether you've got the air conditioner on or the heat, Todd.
Well, anyway... I'd like to try to answer the question about the eagle has landed.
All right. Well, what is the origin of the phrase, the eagle has landed?
I believe that was the words that Neil Armstrong spoke when he landed the lunar module onto the moon in 1969.
Yes, that is absolutely correct. Excellent job. And for those of you who listen regularly, when I looked up this question, I looked up a bunch of questions about that event, so you need to go read up on it because there will be more questions coming in the weeks ahead.
That was 69? Excellent.
Yes, July 20th, 1969, the lunar lander named the Eagle, and when Neil Armstrong, when they landed, he told Houston, you know, the eagle has landed.
And that is an expression that is stuck in the American lexicon today even.
Yes, because it's used to mean something successful or we've arrived. Yeah. In fact, one time when my dad was driving up from Florida and got to town here, he texted me and said, the eagle has landed.
Right.
Good job, Todd. What's your question for us?
Well, thank you. I just wanted to also say that... I studied under a violin maker who taught me violin making, and he did the mock-up of the lunar module landing craft before it was actually made. He made it out of plywood. He worked for a Singer Link up in upstate New York. So that's how I knew that. Plus, I actually saw that happen with my grandfather. So I'm that
wow.
old. My question for you folks is, because we are a string family, my wife, Cynthia, she teaches violin. I wanted to ask this question in honor of a recent anniversary, and that's a hint. Name the oldest string quartet in North America.
Okay, Todd, now, just for in the interest of full disclosure, I played the cello for like 2 years.
back in high school?
Fifth and sixth.
Oh.
Seventh grade, right in there somewhere.
So you have to
why the immediate mocking laughter?
Because
you don't know whether I was any good or not. Really,
it doesn't matter. It's the fact that you thought that was important to mention. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I didn't want people to know that I have some.
That you have an advantage.
I have some knowledge of string instruments.
Yes.
Now,
the only thing I know about is string cheese. I eat that sometimes. So I don't know. Is that the same? No. But.
All right, so Todd, so your question to us is what now exactly?
Name the oldest string quartet in North America.
Okay, we're going to talk amongst ourselves. Abbott and Costello is only two people. I don't think that's going to be in. Do you think that's it's not a quartet.
Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis.
Yeah, that's not a quartet.
No, I know, but we add them to Abbott and Costello.
The Andrews Sisters?
That was only three.
The Osmonds?
Well, there's 10 of them
The Jackson 5?
Yeah.
We don't know.
You absolutely stumped us, Todd. We don't know.
The hint was the recent anniversary of the United States Marine Corps, and it's the president's own United States Marine Corps band. They have the oldest string quartet in North America.
All right. Now, are you talking about how old the individuals are who are in it, or the oldest ongoing quartet? That's what you're talking about then, right? The oldest.
That's correct. Not the membership or not the actual living members. No, okay. The oldest string quartet in North America. I don't really remember it back that far, but that's what I've learned.
Yes. Okay. You don't remember back to when that was first established?
That's still around today, yeah.
Yeah.
Thomas Jefferson was credited to that, and he actually was a fiddler himself. So,
Todd, you make violins?
Yes, sir, I do.
That's very interesting.
How long does it take you to make one? How many hours?
Well, my wife will tell you years.
But how many, how long does it take? I'm not talking about, if you were to work on it eight hours a day, how long would it take?
Well, probably around 2 months.
Okay.
Wow.
You know,
a month. If you do a few cutting tools into it, power tools, but most of it's all hand done.
Oh, can I?
Well, the violin is a beautiful instrument.
Yeah. Yeah. And
I got a follow up question for you about the cello.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, what's one thing better that a cello is over a violin?
I guarantee you one thing, it wasn't toting it to school. Because that was what made me quit, ultimately. But anyway, it wasn't my will or my desire to be the greatest cellist in the world. It was I got dragging that darn thing around. Anyway, go ahead. I don't know. What's the answer to that?
That and the viola, they burn longer.
They burn longer.
Oh, man.
So this is inside the world of string instruments. This is the rivalry that goes on.
It's cello hate. It comes out. It manifests itself. Sometimes.
Haters got to hate, Todd.
Yeah,
you know what
Todd.
They say.
Thanks, Todd.
Hey, appreciate it, Todd.
Take care. Todd calling there from Texas. First violin maker we've ever had on our program.
That's pretty extraordinary. Don't think about that, but there are people who make these kinds of instruments.
Yeah, my... cello teacher asked me to quit.
Did he really?
Well, yeah.
So is that discrimination?
Well, no, it's just he and I both were new. I'd lost interest dragging that thing around.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of killed my spirit. And so he suggested I do play basketball or something else. So.
Yeah. That's bad.
I remember that conversation.
Did you follow his recommendation?
Yeah, I did.
I recommend that you quit. In terms of playing the cello, because you have absolutely no chance of ever mastering this instrument.
Well, I kind of got the hint when he put me behind the curtain. I just thought to myself, you know, how come I'm the only one back here?
When he put you behind the curtain and told you to just act like you're playing. Don't really play.
Right. And, you know, gave me no rosin.
Yeah.
I just thought to myself, maybe he just doesn't want to.
So you confronted him afterwards. You said, look, what would you call him, coach?
And he looked at
Coach,
me.
Coach, I want to know straight up. Are you trying to tell me something?
Right.
You didn't even let me get off the bus at the last place.
The reason why I'm the only one behind the curtain.
Come on, Coach, just give it to me straight.
Evidently. Okay, I'll give it to you straight.
Ever thought about playing basketball?
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let's repeat our questions quickly.
All right. What famous boxer first used the expression, he can run, but he can't hide? Second question, what is the origin? Oh, we had that answered. I got to cross that out. What famous wrestler was known as Nature Boy? And here's a football question. How many NFL teams are named after ocean creatures?
Well, and what was that second one you asked? What?
What famous professional wrestler was known as Nature Boy? Hey, Nature Boy.
Oh, man.
All right.
Hey, listen, I'll bet people know this.
Okay.
Right. In 1998, what Major League Baseball player broke the single-season home run record previously held by Roger Maris? Secondly, what's the most intelligent creature on Earth after the man? And lastly,
after what?
After the human. After the man.
Oh, okay.
Oh, after, yeah.
After man, not the man.
Okay, that's what I was going to. The man. You the man. The man.
Yeah. Lastly, which city is located both in Asia and in Europe?
All right. Depending on what, like earth shifts or something under the surface? Or
well, just... which city is located both in Asia and Europe?
Okay. Here are my three questions. What food comes blue vein, soft, or hard-pressed? Number two, what's the only mammal that can't jump? And number three, how many dimensions does a solid have? Back to the phones, Ed.
All right. We go to Texas, and Bobby is on the line. Bobby, welcome to Trivia Friday. Bobby, you there?
Good. Yep, here I am.
Okay. Bobby, what were you? You run out to make a sandwich or something? Bobby, I was just kidding.
You hurt his feelings.
You there?
I like to make sandwiches.
All right.
Let me give y'all a little bit. It's been a while since I talked to you, but Tim loves this one. I live between Cut and Shoot, Cold Spring, and Point Blank, Texas.
Point Blank.
That's the Twilight Zone.
That's every town and city in Texas ought to be named like that.
No, he lives between them.
I know, but
yeah.
But Point Blank, them. You know, Texas.
So there's no name for where you live exactly, Bobby?
Well, we live, like I said, I live outside of Cold Spring.
Yeah.
And it's one of the early lumber companies.
Yeah.
Lumber milling towns. Just a great place. A lot of heritage. If you were here, you'd love it.
Now, where is Cut and Shoot? Hold on a second. Where does Cut and Shoot get its name from?
You know, I've meant to check into that because you've asked me that question before.
You know what I think? I'm just off the top of my head. It may go back to the musket days. This is a serious attempt at an answer. The musket days, because isn't that, you have to cut like some wadding and stuff it in there?
Right,
and so cut
yep.
and shoot might be a reference to that.
That's very good, Ed.
Well,
very
just a guess. It's probably
well
way off.
Be, but I've never researched it. But.
Okay. All right, Bobby, you want to ask it?
Answered that I knew, so I'm going to have to take a guess at the most intelligent after Ed or Tim.
All right, here's the question again.
All right, what's the most intelligent creature on Earth after man?
Gonna have to say the chimpanzee.
That is not correct.
Good guess.
But very good guess. They are very smart, from what I hear.
But incorrect.
I'm gonna guess praying mantis.
Well, no.
I mean, hey, listen. If they can eat, if they can catch and eat hummingbirds,
are we really gonna go down the praying mantis road again here on this show?
Sure. Brain ratio size to everything else on the world. The hummingbird has the biggest brain ratio to body size. So put that in your hat.
Wow.
The hummingbird
put that in your hat and shake it.
Has the biggest brain compared to body size. Is that what you said?
Yeah, the ratio of brain size to body size.
Well, I don't see that. Hey, Bobby, I got to ask you a question related to this. And I asked this a couple, 3 weeks ago when we had our monthly hummingbird discussion. and am I right?
We now call to order the monthly meeting of the hummingbird versus praying mantis.
I know more about the hummingbird than I ever wanted to know. But I got to ask you something. They say hummingbirds migrate south in the winter. Bobby, have you ever in your life seen a flock of hummingbirds coming down to cut then landing into Cut and Shoe fields?
Tim, I'm gonna have to rain on your parade, but yes, sir, I have.
No,
you've seen them?
Oh, come on, Bobby. Come on, man. Is this before or after your conversion?
Listen, now here it is. We put feeders out in early September-ish, and you see 30 to 100 hummingbirds at a time coming to the feeders. Now, that's when they come down from the north, and they're heading down to Old Mexico. And then in the spring, they come back, and I'm telling you, you've never seen so many hummingbirds. You put a feeder out around April-ish.
Bobby.
No, I'm
Bobby.
Serious.
No, you're not.
Come on, Bobby. Let me tell you what's happening, Tim.
You're pulling all three of our legs.
Let me tell you what Bobby's
doing. No, you better Google it, Bobby.
I'm going to tell you what Bobby's doing here. Bobby has caught on that our brain-to-body ratio is smaller than the hummingbird, and he thinks he can pull a fast one. That's what's happening here.
All right, Bobby, I'm going to tell you something. Bobby, next time, this you're telling me they land in your backyard. Where are they?
Oh, I'm serious. There can be 30 to 100 hummingbirds on our feeders at one time.
I tell you Bobby, if you will – when that happens next time, you get a video.
There you go. We'll post it on Facebook.
We'll put it on our Facebook page, and I'll send you two T-shirts.
Used.
And two AFR travel mugs. All right?
But we better – hey, listen. We better see 30 to 100 hummingbirds and not video of the same hummingbird 30 times.
And Bobby, don't be photoshopping, Bobby. Don't be photoshopping.
You got a deal, Brother Tim. You got a deal.
Okay. All right.
All right, here we go. All right, Tim, I got one for you. Mr. College Football himself.
Yes, sir.
Oklahoma is known for something other than holding Texas up into the United States.
Mm-hmm.
They got the name Sooners.
Sooners.
Now, where did that name Oklahoma Sooners come from?
Okay, let us talk amongst ourselves. Not that these guys are going to be any help, but listen, I think it has to do with the land when they went out and get land.
I think that's right.
People went out for land
in
Oklahoma.
Out west.
And so the sooner they got there, the one who got there sooner got the land. Why are you laughing, Walker?
That sounds like a joke, but you're
right.
No,
I think you're right. It either has something to do with the land grants and the rush to get land.
Yes.
Maybe tied in something to do with the types of wagons,
too. Yeah, so, Wabi, what do you say?
I'm going to go with Tim on the land grab.
Me too.
All right, Tim got it. April 22nd, 1889, President Harrison issued the land grant into Oklahoma, and there were the ruffians that decided they'd get out there ahead of all the people that obeyed the laws, and they went out and they grabbed the land, and they were there called the Sooners.
Yep, there you go. So
all right, Tim Wildman.
Most of the Sooners lost their claim to the land grabs they made, but that is where Oklahoma got the Sooners name.
Yep. All right, there you go.
I wish we could say
that's great.
Hey, y'all,
thank you, Bobby.
Y'all head out west, and whoever gets there first gets land.
They were going to be the Oklahoma Hummingbirds before they got the name of the Sooners.
Is that a migration path right there?
Yes.
They were migrating out west.
But I think the football team voted it down.
Yeah.
Because they thought nobody will respect us if we're the Oklahoma Hummingbirds.
Right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And they were right about that.
They were right. They better to go with Sooners.
Right.
So, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We also call this
Learning University.
Ed coughed. Let's try that again. Trivia Friday is on the air. We also call this
Learning University.
And American Family Radio. If you want to watch the show, go to Today's Issues Facebook page. If you want to send us an email, just send us an email at comments@afr.net. We appreciate you listening. We do this on Fridays. Monday through Thursday, we talk about the end of the world. And then on Friday, we act like it's not going to happen. So there you go. American Family Radio.
And we let you decide over the weekend.
Right. Okay. Go ahead, Ed.
All right. We go to Arkansas. Faith is on the line. Faith, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Professors.
Yes, thank you to one of our students from out there in Arkansas. Faith, do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both.
Okay, which question do you want to answer?
The one about mammals jumping.
Okay, Faith, thank you for trying to answer my question. Here is the question. What's the only mammal that can't jump? Faith?
I found apparently Google said that there are several mammals that can't jump, but the first one I found was elephants.
Don't start making things complicated. Okay, just please, I've asked the question. That's my prerogative, and you answer it.
And she's got to figure out which one of these you're
right,
thinking of.
Right. What's the? No, I'm teasing with you, Faith. Well, I didn't know that there were more than one. I've got a card, which tells me the answer. I will be honest with you on that one.
A Trivial Pursuit.
What's the only mammal that can't jump? And you, Faith says there's. According to Google,
yeah,
there's more than one. Faith, what are you? Well, give me one though.
Elephants.
Yes.
Wow. Good elephants. Job.
We have the same answer.
Yes.
We have the same answer. The elephant cannot jump,
especially after it's drunk 30 gallons of water.
Yeah.
In 15 minutes.
A little bloated, but the elephant can't jump, and you would. I mean, that who's ever seen an elephant?
Listen,
jump,
I'm right? going to tell you this.
Dumbo
this coming,
could.
This coming Thursday at about 2 o'clock,
yeah,
I won't be able to jump either.
Ed, the
after
elephants.
Some apple pie,
you tell us the eagle will stay landed on Thursday.
Oh, that's right.
Hey, good answer, Faith. That's right. The elephant can do a lot of things to contribute to our life on planet Earth, but it cannot jump.
And we're all listen. We're glad because.
Right.
Not only can they stomp you, but can you imagine right. if they could then first jump and then right. stomp yeah. you again?
Yeah.
Wow.
You'd be doubly dead. Yeah.
All right, Faith, what's your question for us?
All right. When was candy invented and where?
When was candy invented and where? You know, that, Faith, again, don't comment. We're going to talk amongst ourselves here. Candy being...
All right.
I'm thinking of something like licorice or something like a candy cane, things of that nature.
This is probably...
With sugar. You're going to have sugar. Obviously.
Well, but it could have honey, maybe in the Middle East or something.
Okay, well, that's true.
Oh, so you think this predates maybe the U.S.?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
it's probably
yeah,
some
candy.
Ancient... Maybe in Egypt
that,
or
that's
even
a good thing.
Babylon.
Honey would probably be mixed in there we don't know.
I'm just going to guess. I'm going to guess
India.
Egypt.
I'm going to say India.
All right. Good.
Okay.
That's all we got.
Do you want to guess when?
Yeah, I'm going to say.
Before 1941.
1693.
All right. I'll say the 3rd century before Christ.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Total guess, Faith. I know you're laughing. You're
right.
you're already mocking us
right,
because
right,
we're so
right.
so far off. But
we're
go
candy,
ahead.
Candy ignorant.
It was 1519 in Mexico.
Really?
Hey, I wasn't but a century
yes.
off right there, I think.
That's true. That's the first time candy was invented?
And wasn't at the time
mm-hmm.
India close to Mexico? I mean, back in that time?
Yeah. No, they were pretty far away.
Separate, okay.
That's why the hummingbirds could never migrate to India.
To India?
Too far away.
Yeah.
Faith, what kind of candy was it? We got about 30 seconds before the break.
I don't know.
Well, you sure didn't put in much effort, Faith.
Faith, you can't do that. I tell you what, Faith, we got 5 minutes for news. Go find out the answer to the question.
And if you come back with an answer, we'll send you a free T-shirt.
Right. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Go find the answer to your own question.
All right.
That you ask us, Faith, okay?
And, all right.
And Faith, while you're doing it, look up in the sky and watch those hummingbirds fly to Mexico. Okay? Oh, right over Arkansas.
All right,
they're coming over Arkansas right now. All right, we'll be back in 5 minutes. Stay with us.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.